coming back to you by way of radio. And we're so proud that you come to join us today. I tell you what, I love God. I love His way. His ways are so high above ours that they're just plumb past finding out. And you know what? He loves us. Oh, it's so good to know that He loves us. And you know, I've thought so many times, friends, that the world today is so full of false doctrines and false teachers. And, you know, every time that you turn this the radio on and tune it to us, the announcer, now Brother James says in the beginning that we want you to search the scriptures to see whether what we say is so or not. Search the scriptures, friends. Don't just take, what a man says. Search the scriptures. You know what? Last week I talked about ministers a little bit and about, what a real man of God would teach and you know, I think I ended up last week talking about, committing sin and the Word of God. Now listen to me. I ain't gonna say I believe, cause what I believe don't really matter. It's thus saith the Lord. And the Word of God teaches that if you commit sin, you belong to the devil. You know what? I believe the Word of God tells us, I think it's over in the 6th chapter of Romans. I'm positive that it is. Over in the 6th chapter of Romans said, He said, know you not to whom you yield your members, talking about your body, your members, servants to obey. Ye are His servants whom you obey. Friends, if you yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, whose servant are you? Whose servant are you? You know, you can profess to be anything you want to be, but whose servant are you? And you know what? I feel so much of a burden for the people because, the people have been taught that they can sin. These ministers, supposedly, out here in these churches that stand up in the pulpit and you know, a lot of times when they start their services off, they'll say, now let us pray, and they'll bow their head, and sometime during that prayer they'll say, Lord, forgive us of our many sins. Oh, friends, listen to me. Christ died once for our sins, and that man of God, that man that says he's a man of God, if he teaches contrary to God's words, stay away from him. You know what? I've thought so much too that, people that teach the wrong thing always mix truth with it. And then they put the errors in there. Everybody, mixes a little bit of truth with it. And then they put the errors in there. And you know what? Sometimes I think that, people teach that people can sin. It's just simply one thing. It's the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. They want to sin. I mean, they want to be God's child, but they want to hold on to those things that are out there in the world. They want to still be, one of God's children and be part of the world too. And you know what Satan done? You know what he done? Satan knew that. And Satan is a sneaky booger. I'm telling you, he is a sneaky booger. And you know what he done? He put his ministers out there teaching. What did he put them out there teaching? He put them out there teaching out of the Word of God. I didn't say teaching the Word of God. I said teaching out of the Word of God. And you know, it's like Peter said, some people rest, in other words, twist the scriptures to their own damnation, and they're teaching out of the Word of God. But friends, that man that tells you that you can commit sin and go to heaven is not your friend. Somebody said, well, ain't nobody that can live free from sin. Do you know what that is? That's them folks that have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power thereof. You mean to tell me that you think that the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, does not have enough power to keep you free from the sin of this world? That's an awful little God you've got. You mean to tell me that if the true Spirit of God comes and dwells in your heart, that it won't keep you free from the sin of this world? When God said, come ye out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing and I will receive you. When God said that, he didn't really mean it. He just meant to profess that you know me and love me and go on and just keep doing like you was doing. You know what? There's so many people today, they get baptized, and when they go under, before they go under, they're a dry sinner. When they come back up, they're a wet sinner. They ain't changed a bit. They go on down the road, and they say, I'm just a sinner. I'm just a sinner. Hey, I ain't no sinner. I have sinned. Word of God said if we say that we have, then we're a liar. I have sinned until that Spirit of God came into my life to dwell with me and to lead me and guide me. Till that Spirit came in, I sinned. And you did too. But all since the Spirit of God has come in, friends, I hadn't committed sin. Word of God said over in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, the 26th verse, he said, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. You know what people, I've heard people, yeah, that's right, said Jesus sacrificed one time and and that was all he had to do it and there ain't no more sacrifice. So that was it, but we can keep sinning. That ain't what he said. Listen to the rest of it. No more sacrifice for sin, but a certain, you know, if something is certain, it's going to happen, ain't it? A certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Now listen, for if he that despised Moses' law died under two or three witnesses, of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God and hath counted the blood wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and had done despite under the Spirit of grace. Now, I might have missed a word or two because I quoted that. I didn't read it. I quoted it. But friends, how can you read that scripture and say that you can commit sin? Listen, this is real. God is real. God still ain't mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also. And you know, people want to ignore these scriptures. Galatians, he said, be not deceived. The 6th chapter. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For if we sow to the flesh, we shall of the flesh reap corruption. And if we sow to the Spirit, we shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Now listen. You know what? I feel pretty good. I really do. Somehow or another, I believe this is going to get somebody. I want you to come see me. Hey, we'll talk. We'll talk. We'll sit up all night and talk if we have to. We'll talk. Man, I love you. Whoever you are, I love you. And I'll be glad to talk to you. If you think I'm wrong, come and talk to me. I'll be glad to sit down with you and talk to you. Hey, you may know something I don't know. But listen, friends, he that committed sin is still of the devil. And he that does despite to the Spirit of grace, he's not going to heaven. And I want to tell you again that man that teaches you these errors is not going to heaven. You know what the Word of God, Paul said? He said, if Satan himself, now listen, if Satan, this is in Corinthians, I'm just quoting these scriptures as they come to my mind. I'm not sure exactly what chapter it is, but it's in Corinthians. He said, if Satan himself be transformed into an angel of light, it's no great matter that his ministers be transformed into the ministers of righteousness. What? Into what? The ministers of righteousness? Hey, we got a lot of folks in the world today. You know, I thought there's a lot of people here lately that, you know, God, when he said that God wouldn't mock, you know, one place, another place, I believe Jesus said that nothing's hid that won't be revealed. You know, I believe he talked like it might even be shouted on the housetops. And hey, there's some things happened lately that's been shouted on the housetops and over the TVs and the radios and the newspapers and everything else. And you know what it was? It was them folks that were deceiving people. It's folks that are telling people, well, everybody sins, and now you have to forgive me because I sin. Word of God don't teach that. Friends, take what the Word of God says. Leave men and their ways alone. I want to read a little bit more about the ministers. I want to read, this is, you know, the 1st and 2nd Timothy are called the pastoral epistles. I believe I heard somebody call them one time. And that's because Paul was telling Timothy how pastor ought to be and the things that he ought to do. And more or less how you would know one, how he'd be qualified. Now listen, I want to read not too much, but I want to read in the second chapter of 2 Timothy, start at the 14th verse and read 3 or 4 verses. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. You know what? Something is vain is useless. Something that's vain is worthless. And he said to shun that, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Now, let me go on. Let me read this other verse. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Before I finish that verse, let me just say this. Now, you might think, well, anybody that believes in Christ knows that the resurrection of the dead is not past already. That's what he's talking about. But friends, listen, that was a slight error back there. But it was major. It caused people to go away from God. What did he say? Overthrow the faith of some? Overthrow the faith. Now, what are you going to do about these people that say that you can't do that? That once you're saved, you're always saved. You can't go. What are you going to do about that scripture? You going to just throw it away? Tear that page out? Overthrow the faith of some. And today, these ministers that get up and teach you these ungodly things. Somebody say, what do you mean ungodly? Friend, if they tell you you can commit sin, that's ungodly. That's damnable. Hey, I'm a minister. And today, I feel a burden because the standards of God's churches have been lowered down so far to if somebody came today, if Paul walked into our churches today, he probably wouldn't even recognize. He might even think we was part of the synagogues and start preaching Christ to us. Maybe we wouldn't be that bad. Surely we wouldn't. But things have gotten so bad, people. You know, wherever you go to church, it don't matter. If you've been going to church very long, now the young folks don't know no better. The young folks don't remember. But some of you older folks out there, and some of you middle-aged folks, I'm going to call myself middle-aged. I'm 45. That's half a 90. That's pretty middle-aged. Maybe a little over middle-aged. But y'all can remember when they taught you that you couldn't do these things. When they taught you people that done these things that are out in the world that they were the devil and not to do them. And today the standards have been lowered down so far that it's not even recognizable. They erred and they're overthrowing the faith of some. Let me read this next verse. Let me finish it. I didn't finish it. I'm gonna read it again, the 19th verse. Nevertheless, the foundation of God's stand is sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You know what iniquity is? Sin. That's what it is. Iniquity is sin. And he said, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Some folks say, all you got to do is believe on the Lord Jesus, you and your house, and you'll be saved. Hey, there's a whole lot more to believing on the Lord than just saying, I believe. You know what the Word of God tells us? It said the devils believe and tremble. So don't tell me all you got to do is say, I believe on the Lord Jesus. If you believe on the Lord Jesus. You know what he said? Now listen to me. I'm not talking opinions. I'm quoting the Word of God. He said, Jesus said it. He said, why call ye me Lord? These folks that says, I believe on Jesus. Why call ye me Lord and do not the things that I say? Well, how about that? Just let that sink in a minute. Why call ye me Lord and do not the things that I say? Let me quote another scripture to go along with that. The Master said it, Jesus. He said, ye shall know them by their fruit. Who would you know by their fruit? Who was he talking about that you would know by their fruit? It was his children, wasn't it? Now, you folks out there that read the Word of God, if you don't read it, you need to listen to what I'm saying and go find these scriptures or call me and come and see me and we'll sit down and talk about them. Jesus said, ye shall know them by their fruit. Now listen, he said, for. And so this is why you'll know them by their fruit. There's a reason. That's what the word for means. It means this is the reason. Ye shall know them by their fruit. For a corrupt tree cannot bear good fruit. Neither can a good tree bear corrupt fruit. A corrupt tree cannot bear good fruit. Neither can a good tree bear corrupt fruit. Your fruit will tell what you are. And if you go out on your wife and commit adultery, that's good fruit, right? Of course it ain't. You know it ain't. If you go out and lie, is that good fruit? If you go out and steal, is that good fruit? If you get drunk, is that good fruit? If you smoke a little pot, is that good fruit? Oh, friends, it's just like it is. It's just like it is. Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I change not. Or God said it, I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Changes not. And if he changes not, then he still means the same thing that he said back there. It's still in effect today. And friends, when we love God, we will walk in his statute and keep his commandments. And today, if where you're going to church, they teach you to sin, go find you another church. If where they go to church, they teach you that sinners can go to heaven, go to another church. Do you know what the Word of God said over in Revelations? He taught like that idolaters and whoremongers and adulterers would have their part in the lake of fire. And that's bad, folks, right? You know what else he said? And all liars. How many lies you got to tell to be a liar, friends? This thing's serious, ain't it? As one old boy said, we're getting down the nitty-gritty now, preacher. This is serious. You want to go to heaven? Live like you want to go to heaven. You want to go to hell? Go on and live for the devil. You won't be lonely. The Word of God said, wide is the gate, or broad is the way. Yeah, I said, broad is the way, and wide is the gate that leads to destruction. And many there be that go therein. So you won't be lonely. But if you want to go to heaven, you know what you'll do? You'll live for God. Oh, thank God you'll live for God. It's a good way. It really is a good way. And the Lord wants us to make it. And he gave us everything we needed to make it when he gave us salvation. You know, when he went away, He told his disciples that he'd pray the Father and he'd send them another comforter, the Spirit of Truth. And he said, he shall bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have commanded you. And friends, today, that Spirit of God, if it dwells in you, it'll lead you and guide you. That's the Spirit of God. The flesh tries to rise back up, and the flesh and the spirit war one against the other. But do you know that you don't have to do what the flesh wants you to do? The Word of God teaches us to follow the Spirit. The Word of God, let me just turn over here right quick to the 8th chapter of Romans. I've preached the 6th and 7th chapter of Romans quite a bit on this program, I think. But listen, in the 8th chapter of Romans, it said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now listen, there's no condemnation if you don't walk after the flesh. If you walk after the Spirit, there's no condemnation. But what if you're walking after the flesh? What if you're minding the things of the flesh? Now listen, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. While the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Now listen, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Friends, if we're still living in the things of the world, we're not pleasing God. It said, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead. The flesh is what he's talking about. Because of sin, but the Spirit is life. Because of righteousness. Friends, it just takes living a holy life. It just takes being one of God's children. It just takes doing the things that we know to do. I feel real pleasant and peaceable. And I know that this is going to somebody. And if you need to talk to me, call me anytime. I've got a The phone number, I think, is given at the end of the program. Call me. If you want to call me at down in Trenton, number down there is 398-1383. Call me, and we'll talk. I'd love to talk to you. You know, God loves us, and he said he wouldn't have us to be ignorant. And do you know that if you're wanting to serve God with all your heart, and maybe the last program or two I've said something to disturb your mind a little bit, maybe God's wanting you not to be ignorant no more. Call me and talk to me. This program, friends, is for you. And if what I say is not the Word of God, then don't listen to it. But if I preach the word, thou hast best give heed. So again, I've run plumb out of time. This is Brother Billy saying, until next time, may the God of peace, all peace, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.